This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I know that's going to come up. I really liked the 6 weeks I had him up in Canada. That's a league decision, though, I think. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets an opportunity to draft. It looks like going into a pool. But certainly, he's a kid I enjoy being around.
I'll turn up on your bitch ass.
XFL press conference just took place. Oliver Luck, June Jones were there. Johnny Manziel's name being thrown around. Sean Pendergast, who we usually talk to in about an hour and 10 minutes, he was there. Let's just get a quick rundown of exactly we should know about the XFL coming to Houston and what they said at this press conference. Sean Pendergast, how you doing? Let the people know what they should know following the event you were just at.
My main takeaway, I know obviously everybody's going to want to find out what the deal is with Johnny Manziel. June Jones didn't say anything at this press conference that he didn't say yesterday to Mark Berman at the airport. The sense I get with Manziel is that this is going to be more of the league deciding, you know, what to do with him. You know, the XFL has been pretty vocal about wanting to make sure that the guys they bring in have clean rap sheets. Johnny's got that domestic violence issue on his rap sheet. He's got the way that the relationship ended with the CFL. And he's just, you know, frankly, he's got a lengthy, you know, just going all the way back to Texas A&M, just a, you know, sort of a lengthy reputation of not always taking football very seriously. So I think those are the things that they're trying to vet with Johnny Manziel. June Jones was saying that he liked having him on the team up in Hamilton. My biggest takeaway, as somebody who was around and watched the first iteration of the XFL, this is like night and day. Just watching the rollout of it compared to the first time around, where it was Vince McMahon just basically hot-shotting this sort of almost combo football wrestling product. This is Oliver Luck. This is really professionally done, yeah, very methodically. I mean, they're doing research. They basically got like an R&D department, you know, just testing different things, looking at different rules, analyzing how they're going to look. It's very organized. It's why they're, you know, they waited 2 years to do it instead of just throwing it out there 6 months after they announced it. Mm-hmm. I know it says XFL, and I know there's a lot of people just on the surface look at this and go, why would people want to get in bed with this league when it was such a disaster the first time around? The only thing that's the same is that Vince McMahon's money is behind it and it's called the XFL. Other than that, it's completely different.
Well, and you just touched on the million-dollar question, multi-million-dollar question. Why are we to believe that this one will succeed? I know that was brought up at some point.
Yeah, I think, well, the answer was, just to be clear, Oliver and June Jones didn't take questions at the dais on the press conference. They were little one-on-one interviews afterwards. So I'm just going by some of the things that Oliver has said in other interviews. I'm sure he said it to somebody today, too. But, for one, it's extremely well-funded. Before, it was a 50% thing between Dick Ebersol and NBC with WWE, and Dick Ebersol and NBC pulled out after 1 year. And when you get 50% of your funding yanked out from underneath you and a money-losing thing already, you're done. This is all Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon has hundreds of millions of dollars earmarked for this. I don't know if ultimately it's going to be a success, but I can tell you it's going to last longer than 1 year, you know, like the first XFL did. So I think that's one vetting process, John, of going and finding players. Oliver talked about a showcase that they're going to do in each of the eight cities that the XFL is going to be in over the next few months, where they're going to have former NFL players, free agents, and they're even going to let college players who are still in college come work out for them in a combine-type environment and not compromise their eligibility. So I was impressed with that. You know, you can tell they're building their database of players. You know, they're doing it in a way that's very long range thinking. And I think the list of coaches they've gotten, you know, just considering that this is a, you know, startup spring league, it's an impressive list of coaches in terms of the accolades. You know, June Jones announced today, but guys like Bob Stoops and Kevin Gilbride and guys like that.
Sean, we appreciate it, man. We're going to talk to you in about an hour. We're going to do a slime ball bracket with you when you come in here. So
yeah.
Just be ready
to
go.
Yeah, I've got like three or four. But I haven't had a chance to listen to the whole show because I was at that press conference. I'm hope I'm not repeating any of the ones you guys had, but I've got like three or four.
We'll take
them to
like,
us. Give them
we'll
to
send
us.
You a picture.
No. I'm going to save them for the toss.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see you then. Congratulations on your victory too, Pong Bowl. That was great.
Oh, thank you, man. That's very magnanimous of you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Later, man. See you, dude.
I'll see you in the pulling in the garage. I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah. Okay, Sean Pendergast.
All right, whatever, dude.
We know what happened. Coming out of the XFL press conference, but congratulations on their win at Pong Bowl, and thanks to everyone for coming out. Shout out to all the loopholes. There's a rumor in the NFL that Le'Veon Bell of the Jets, a guy that you and a lot of Texans fans thought the Texans should have kicked the tires on, mm-hmm. he could actually be traded by the Jets. You know about all the turmoil going on with the Jets and all the stuff going on. They would probably have to eat about $7 million, but the contract's basically laid out to where it's a two-year deal where if they wanted to eat the $7 million, Adam Gase and all the other guys up there, they could do that, and Le'Veon Bell could be traded. When you hear this, what thought immediately comes across your mind?
Buyer beware now. I mean, we talked about a lot of factors, and I said this, I was guilty of this. There's a lot of factors involved in Pittsburgh and the disarray that they were in. The fact that Antonio Brown was getting out of there, obviously Le'Veon Bell was getting out of there. He had the holdout. Talk about all the disarray. Ben Roethlisberger, I feel, was never really blamed enough for being a big part of this. But if they get him and then immediately flip him again. Although, to be fair, the things have changed big time.
The head coach didn't want him, apparently.
Yeah.
And the GM's not there.
Things have changed big time in the front office. Crazy Eyes Adam Gase is going to go ahead and flip him, so to speak, to another team. Just be careful. I mean, there's a reason that Adam Gase didn't want him.
He also didn't show up for OTAs.
Right.
Which I think is asinine. Like, I get why some guys wouldn't show up. But he didn't show up to OTAs, and you're Le'Veon Bell,
and
you
your
missed
first
a whole
effort.
Season. You missed a whole season. You're trying to rewrite the narrative and come back from last year. If anyone's going to show up to OTAs, you would think Le'Veon Bell would be the guy that would be there 100% without hesitation.
Right. No, especially in your first effort with the team, your first appearance with the team. So I still think that there were a lot of different outlying factors, that led to that disarray in Pittsburgh. But it certainly doesn't look good for him now. It looks worse.
No, it looks awful. And Speaking of OTAs, and this is always the biggest fear that people have in OTAs, Reuben Foster, the linebacker for the Washington Redskins, he apparently, on the first day of their organized team activities, he has a knee injury. They're awaiting an MRI, but they expect that it could be a serious injury. And one of the guys that was expected to be one of the leaders of their defense, guy they traded for amidst all his problems, San Francisco, he's got a knee injury, and they don't know just how bad it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Right now, you're at a point right now where all these teams are just trying to get their last pieces in place the way they want them, and now you got to get through with people showing up, at OTAs. You're going to have all kinds of stories coming out with, who's in shape, who's got injuries, who's going to sit out, et cetera. Now you got this Ezekiel Elliott.
And now you got a little TMZ breaking news. John Lopez watching a video of Ezekiel Elliott. Tell the people what you're watching there and what just happened, J-Lo.
Ezekiel Elliott, I guess it was at a festival of some sort, of music festival in Las Vegas, shoved down a security guard and had to be detained by police in Las Vegas over the weekend. This guy just he just can't get out of his own way.
Apparently, he was handcuffed at the EDC Music Festival in Las Vegas over the weekend after he shoved a security guard to the ground. TMZ Sports has the video.
Of course they do.
But the NFL star's attorney says Zeke was not formally arrested, only detained, and claims the whole thing is much to do about nothing. The Cowboys superstar running back had been spotted in the parking lot.
He was wandering aimlessly.
At the Electric Daisy Carnival around 3 a.m. on Saturday morning, arguing with his girlfriend. Zeke never put his hands on the woman, but he uses his body to block her from walking away several times during the argument. A short time later, Zeke and the woman are seen speaking with the event staffers when suddenly Elliot confronts one of them and says, "You got something to say," gets in his face. Zeke gets in the staffer's faces and uses his body to shove the guy backward until the staffer hits the metal gate. That's when Zeke uses his forearm to shove the guy to the ground. He immediately throws his hands up and says, "I didn't do anything." Event security, along with Las Vegas Police Department, rushed over and eventually put Zeke in handcuffs and escort him away from the scene. According to Elliot's attorney, Frank Solzano, Elliot was released shortly after the video ends, and he was not formally arrested or charged with a crime. He says Elliot was just having a normal discussion with his girlfriend and blames event security for overreacting. Quote, "Security misconstrued and overreacted to the situation. He was cuffed as a precaution. He was released with no charges. He left Las Vegas last night and went to his youth football camp on Sunday." Even without an official arrest, Elliot could face discipline from the NFL if they find his actions violated the league's personal conduct policy. Remember, he was had the 6-game suspension a couple years ago for an alleged domestic violence thing in which there really wasn't much proof in. This is where, you know, I always hear about Ezekiel Elliott's suspension as, you know, you don't need any proof for anything, mm-hmm. and you don't need an arrest in order to suspend someone. I just got to say, man, regardless of what happened or didn't happen, once you serve a 6-game suspension and that this has already been the perception, you got to be the most careful guy in the world in public.
But it's more than that. I've told my kids this. Just know who you are. Just know who you are, Ezekiel Elliott. You're an NFL star that has a focal point. That you are the focal point of everybody's attention when you walk into a room or onto a music festival grounds in this case. He doesn't have any sense of self. You know, he I saw the video, and the way you described it is accurate. He looked like he was kind of out of it a little bit, or at least, you know, upset or whatever. He's kind of wandered back and forth with no direction. And I guess that could easily be misconstrued. Easily. He did shove the security guard. He did cause a big scene there, and he was handcuffed. Just know who you are. Don't put yourself in these situations. I don't mean to sound like a dad here, but I mean, why are you doing this? Why are you even in the midst of that right there? And I'm not saying don't go to the festival. No, that's not. I'm saying when things start to get a little weird, just get out. You know, just get out. You can reassess things later or revisit the conversation later. Just know who you are, man. People are watching.
Those of you just tuning in, Zeke Elliott handcuffed at a music festival over the weekend, apparently shoved the security guard as well. His attorney has said that no arrest was made and that security was making way too much of a fuss about it. Yeah, he's definitely tipsy. I mean, it's very obvious he's tipsy, which he's allowed to be. I mean,
exactly.
He is a grown man. He's allowed to do it. It's just, you know, as soon as it pops off, you don't want to be the aggressor. You don't want to get in someone's face. You got to
get out
of there.
Get out of the situation.
Yeah, you just got to get out. You just got to get out. And he did kind of shove the guy, but it was a little bit of a flop. It looks like, but this is not a good look.
Is it a charge or a flop?
I would say it's probably a little bit of both. It's mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a mix. He's a little bit confused as to why the guy falls down. He got in his face just a little bit, and the guy, I guess, tripped a little bit and fell, but it's not a good
with a little help from him.
Yeah, a little bit of help. It was a little bit of Chris Paulish, but Zeke Elliott a little bit aggressive. But it'll be interesting to see how the Cowboys handle the situation. Elliott looking for a new contract. Dak Prescott looking for a new contract. Jason Witten from the Monday Night Football booth, one of the best broadcasters of all time, said that this is the best Cowboys This is the best Cowboys team that he's ever been a part of. Not sure that's saying too much because they haven't had a lot of success, but
yeah,
that's just the expectations that they have out there in Dallas. It's too bad we don't get to play the Cowboys this year because that was fun last year.
That was a lot of fun.
I feel like that was the date that a lot of people marked last year with the Texans was the Cowboys game. I feel like that was the one that people wanted the most. I think that was the most excited. We went to all the tailgates. I would say that was the most rowdy tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
I wish the Cowboys were Texans and Texans were in the same division. I think that would be very, very fun. But
well, you're not alone.
Not gonna happen
this year in terms of home game. You can almost take your pick, but it's got to be Patriots, right? I guess would be the biggest one in terms of the home games, because a lot of the big name teams are on the road. But anyway, back to what Witten said and Elliott. you know the Cowboys are just going to kind of shrug at this. It's no big deal in terms of his, you know, his status with the Cowboys unless the NFL gets involved some way. But it's just another bad look for this guy. I mean, from standing on a balcony grabbing people and everything else that he's done, it's just get some kind of sense of self. I'm not saying you can't have fun. Just understand who you are, man, and people are watching.
Just have a clue. Landry Locker, yeah. John Lopez, that's Sports it. Radio 610. Speaking of troubled football players in a division, the AFC South, the Houston Texans, Chad Kelly, mm-hmm. former Ole Miss quarterback. He was with the Broncos, was released. He was a guy who had all kinds of off-field issues in college. He got kicked out of Clemson, kicked out of a club, threatened to shoot it up with an AK-47 or something. Got in a fight at his brother or cousin's high school football game with a bunch of high schoolers, drafted by the Broncos, and then broke into a house when he was drunk or something and got hit with a vacuum pipe or whatever. He's been signed by the Indianapolis Colts. Apparently, really? His uncle, Jim Kelly, has been working out with him for a while, and now he gets his second shot following being released by the Denver Broncos with the Indianapolis Colts. So Chad Kelly getting another chance. I guess the connection here, if you want to look at it, Frank Reich, you remember who he backed up when he was a Buffalo Bill? I know we know this a little bit too well, but Frank Reich, the Colts coach, the guy who led the comeback against the Oilers that we hate to talk about, he was Jim Kelly's backup. So I guess maybe Jim Kelly talked him into his nephew, Chad Kelly, deserving another chance.
I think he's in the right spot. You know, nobody's gonna be hoping that he takes over any job or anything. And he clearly already knows Frank Reich. You know, it goes way back, the relationship he had with Jim Kelly. And, oh, by the way, Frank Reich is just one of those, you know, very, very the demeanor is very, very calm. I think he's the right kind of personality for Chad Kelly. No, I think he's in the right spot. It's still going to be a long shot for him.
He's not going to make the team. I mean, unless they keep three quarterbacks, because you got Jacoby Brissett. Yeah. You still got Jacoby Brissett as the backup there and Andrew Luck's the starter. So I fully don't expect that to happen. But OTAs are underway. I guess the loser so far, the Washington Redskins, Reuben Foster actually carted off with that injury. So it's going to be, that's something to keep an eye on. And that's the goal for OTAs. You want guys to learn their stuff. You want them to be in shape and you don't want any injuries. So it is what it is, but OTAs are underway in the NFL. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Sports Radio 610. Le'Veon Bell rumors, we already got into those, but there's rumors surrounding Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning could be starting a new career. We'll tell you what that career is, and there's an opportunity for the Houston Texans to win you some money. We'll give you the details next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.